Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Thank you so much for listening and making Berhantu your choice of podcast for anything horror. This episode, I think based on the story that I shared a couple of episodes ago about the fact that there's been weird happenings in my house ever since I had a part-time helper, an individual came forward and shared with me this story, which I think is really messed up, but I think it's really interesting to share. So here's sharing with you guys. So this is an experience that has been, it happened in the past lah. So this happened before COVID started. So I love the fact that right now, whenever we talk about time, right, it's not BC or like AD, we just call it like pre-COVID and post-COVID. So this happened pre-COVID. And this is a family of four, right? So it's mother, father, and two siblings. An elder sister and a younger brother. So the one that shared with me this story is the younger brother, okay? And the reason why he wanted to share this story is because he is a picky eater. And just take note of this fact about him, okay? So, the mother felt that at a point of time, this was maybe pre-COVID, so he was probably still in his secondary school, all right? And he said that I think the mother was a bit stressed with work and couldn't manage the household chores and all that. So they decided to have a helper. So this helper initially was taking care of the grandmother. But the grandmother has passed away. And then like, because they macam sort of... So everyone in the family, macam for example, like they had like four siblings, right? So all four siblings actually paid money for this maid to be taking care of the grandmother. So the grandmother passed away, and then they decided, should we just terminate her or should we just continue her service? So they said, okay, tak apa, aku step forward and take bibi lah. Kita panggil this bibi Ati, okay? So aku take Ati, I'll just pay her every month. You guys don't need to pay her anymore. She'll just clean my house lah, you know. So they stay in a 5-room flat, right? And this happened in Punggol. So he said that they've known this lady for about 8 months. So she was taking care of the grandmother for 8 months before the grandmother passed away, and then moved into their house, all right? So moved into their house as per normal because if they know each other, right? So they're not awkward. There wasn't any moment where they had to like get to know the maid or teach the maid stuff. Like the maid already know what to do lah, you know, because the late grandmother actually stayed in, so like the late grandmother would stay in two of the child's houses. So one of the houses was in Punggol, rumah dia lah, you know, rumah this is his paternal grandmother. And then he said that things started to go weird ever since my grandmother passed away. And they thought that it was related to the grandmother, but actually it's this thing. And before I continue to share with you this story, I want to say that this is an event that is happened on its own, okay? I'm not trying to scare you guys who have helpers at home, all right? And I do not want you guys to think... negatively of them, right? But this is just what happened, right? This is like a isolated case, I would say. So one of the room was a study room, okay? So study room, they decided to just give it to the maid to sleep in, like, you know, they had a helper to sleep in, and then they all had their own room and everything was okay, right? Everything was okay. So she said he said that the maid had, and see, the first thing I noticed about the maid had black fingernails. So then they were a bit, macam, not scared lah, but like they were a bit icky-ish because the maid also cooked for them, you see. And he said that I remembered always asking the maid, like, why are your fingernails black? Why are fingernails black? And then she said, I do not know. It's just naturally black. So it's not black because of the nails. It's black from inside. So I think the flesh inside is black so that it looks black. All right. This is also very important for you to know because this black hand will feature itself in the story later. Okay. Now, they felt that the house, when Ati started to live with them, like permanently, that it started to get really hot, you know. And as a family, diorang macam rasa rumah tu bahang. Padahal, she said that my house is facing the open space. So it's very windy, you know. This is Punggol. And he said that, I do not know why, like even when we open the window, you know, it just feels very hot and very dim, even though like we would switch on the lights and all that. Okay. There was one incident when, so Biati will always solat in her room, right? They were all solat in their own room and all that. She always locked the door. So she said that, this guy said that she would never unlock the door. She would always do her prayers, and entah betul dia solat ke tidak, tak tahu. Tapi every time when come to solat, dia akan ambil wudu, dia akan masuk dalam bilik, dia akan tutup pintu, and dia akan solat, right? So one fine day incident, nak jadikan cerita, Tuhan nak tunjukkan, the mother was not working, the mother was not feeling well lah, you know. So I think BRT macam is so used to doing, okay, because she said that everyone is always not at home. So the mother and father is working, he's always in school, balik lambat, ada CCA, and then the sister is in poly, also always balik lambat and all that. She thought that there's no one at home, right? Or maybe she's so used to the house not having people. So dia macam dia tak teringat yang the mother is at home. So the mother was not feeling well, and then the mother wanted to go to the kitchen. So when she wanted to go to the kitchen, she had to pass through the study lah, which is BRT's room. And BRT ni dah tak lock pintu, dia terlupa nak lock. She forgot to lock. So then of course curiosity, right? So the mother opened the door. You know what the mother saw? She's praying, but she's not facing the Qiblat. She's facing the opposite direction. So then as a owner of the house, she quickly just went into the room. She said, Ati, kamu salah Qiblat. Kamu tak tahu solat dan di mana? Enggak, bu. Saya selalu solat pandang begini. So then the mother is like, no, you are, it's the wrong Qiblat. You are not facing the correct Qiblat. It's the other way around. It's 180 degrees turn. It's literally the other way. Macam kau membelakangkan Qiblat. So, okay. Maaf. Then she turned. So then the mother felt a bit weird. Okay, that's it, nothing, never mind. And then the mother told the father, say, hey, you know not, so for the past 2 months, so this is already 2 months into the whole thing, eh? For the past 2 months, she has been solat in the wrong direction, you know. And then the father is like, nothing lah, maybe she's just, it's like, it's really an honest mistake, okay, whatever. As a family, he said that it seemed that even though these things happen one after the other, no one had the guts or the common sense to stop it. It's as if like, Ati was controlling them, because Ati cooked for the entire family. Okay? Now remember, the boy is a picky eater. He doesn't eat tuna, he doesn't eat sardine, he doesn't eat like he won't eat like minced beef, he doesn't eat innards, he doesn't eat like tauge, he doesn't eat brinjal, he doesn't eat lady's finger. So he's a very picky eater. So he always will like buy food from outside, or he always cook Maggi, which is very unhealthy, he said. But like, I grew up just eating Maggi and not eating the food that BRT would cook. But everyone else in that house ate the food that BRT cooked, which in turn, they found out was laced with something supernatural, because the sister and the mother punya perut, right? Every time after eat, after they ate the food, they will get like really intense cramp, and it's not menstrual cramp; it's just like cramp. There was one time it was so bad. They thought it's a condition, endometriosis, is it? They thought it was that, so they decided to. I mean, the younger sister. The elder sister was feeling like really, really like macam terrible lah, you know. So they had to go to A&E and then check, nothing. They said it's just maybe a side effect of GERD, GERD or whatever. Padahal budak tu makan on time. Okay, tak apa. The whole house, and this is the father yang cakap, why the house smells something very weird. Like it smells of something. And it's not perfume, it's not cologne, it's just a certain smell. They decided to put a camera into the house, and they didn't tell this girl lah. So they installed a camera And after the first 24 hours, when they view it as a family, ini biati, they caught him. They caught her asap rumah tu. Like asap rumah. And they're like, they grow up not having this kind of practice, you know. The Hindus, they do this thing called the sambrani and all that, right? Where they asap their house. But it's not, I do not know. I do not know. Maybe, pardon me if I'm wrong, because I have seen people so smoke their house with bukhur and all that. So I do not know where is the line that's been drawn. But it's not bukhur, he said. It's incense. So she goes around the house. She goes around the house burning incense when there's no one at home. So that's the reason why the smell lingered on the walls and on the carpet and on the sofa. So the whole family smelled it. And yet, after experiencing all these things, after experiencing all this perut sakit, solat different, what do you call it, kiblat, and then found out that they asap, and they actually maki the girl. She said, my mother actually went to her and maki her, like, why the hell did you smoke the house with incense for? It's not our practice at all. You know, stop doing that. And then she's like, how you know? They didn't tell her about the camera. But then I think afterwards, this biati knows that they are eyeing her. So she stopped doing it. And yet, even after all this thing, this is actually good enough reason for you to terminate, right? Or just like say, okay, you know what? Maybe we don't need your services anymore, biati. Nope. It seems as if everyone just gloss over this these things and then just continue to just live their life as normal with BRT helming the house. To the point where, okay, he said, this is what happened. The point, they were having dinner, okay, and BRT was eating with them. So they practiced eating with the maid and all that. With the helper and all that. The helper buka mulut tau. He said, BRT buka mulut cakap nak beli gelang. And guess what? The next day, my father and my mother brought her out and bought for her a gelang, you know. And it's not a cheap gelang, you know. It's like, you know, one of those tennis bracelet. They call it a tennis bracelet. It's 1.5K. And you see, kakak aku pun, kan, kakak aku pass exam pun tak dapat bracelet. Apa hal BRT dapat bracelet? So then he asked. So everything happened, and he's not affected because he doesn't eat the food. Okay, he doesn't eat the food that BRT cooks, right? So he's watching all that, and he's like, hey, how come it's so, why are you guys listening to her, you know, buying her stuff and all that? The last straw was when the mother, okay, complained that every night in her dream, okay, she would, like in her dream, she would be solat. Dia akan tengah solat. And then bila dia tengah rukuk, on the floor, on the sejadah, she will see a pair of hands with black fingernails. Macam tengah, what's the word in English? Scrunching up the sejadah. But never see the face. But the mother know inside the dream, that is BRT's hands. Ah, so the hand akan datang kat depan and scrunch up the sejadah. That was the last straw. I don't know what happened, but they said we decided to just terminate her then. Okay? But they thought the horror was gonna end there. No. They were at the So they sent her back to the agency. And the agency, before they brought her back to Indonesia, to go home, they have to check the luggage, right? You know what was in the luggage? Everyone's baju, one, like, macam, he said, my father's t-shirt, my mother punya innerwear, my sister's pants, and my t-shirt is inside her luggage. And she was about to bring it back to Indonesia. So then the agency was like, why are you bringing their clothes back? Enggak, ini salah letak. Dia cakap dia dah cuci baju semua, dia tersalah letak, salah lipat. And then the lady at the counter was like, no, don't give me this bullshit. Take it out, return it back, it's not yours. So return lah. And then, like, he said, my father look at her macam nak tumbuk muka dia. And like my father was so shaken of the fact that she would, you know, secretly take his stuff and put it inside the luggage. And what could have been a nightmare once she goes back to Indonesia, you know. Thank God that happened. And he said that whenever whenever I hear stories about, like, you know, maid being evil and all that. I mean, they are not evil, you know. Maybe they're just there to protect themselves. But yeah, he said that when I heard this story from your podcast, it got me reminded of this story that happened. And ever since that day, my mother didn't employ any helper, and she just struggled with housework and working and all that. But of course, that was a lifetime ago lah. And he said, now I'm much older, so I'm brave enough to tell you this story. But when this happened, it was quite scary for me because I didn't understand what was happening. Because I didn't consume the food. Everyone else in the household consumed the food that she cooked. And the mother and the father always puji, cakap makanan dia sedap, masak dia sedap, masak dia sedap, masak dia ada rasa and all that. So I don't want to plant the seed of paranoia, all right, into the brains of the listeners. So please take care of your helpers. They are there to help you, obviously. If you get the if you get the nonsense one, then it's just your luck lah. Sial eh, okay. And with that, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Berhantu. I have more stories coming up that I will edit and upload. So keep a lookout for it. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.